It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American and the Republican American Report, where we take a look at stories. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Very good. It's all nice. We're both dressed in red, white, and blue, getting ready for the July 4th holiday.
There you go. still fourth week of the month, but we're still busy. Coming up, we have today, even though it's 98 degrees, the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau Golf Tournament is over at the Torrington Country Club. And tomorrow we have the Zoom meeting for the Connecticut Siting Council. For those who wish to listen in on the application for the cell tower at Wake Robin Inn. So we also tomorrow have a special Region 1 Board of Education meeting. And we have on Wednesday, I believe, an ABC Middle Sports Group meeting. So, busy. But last week was just as busy as it's getting very interesting with lots of appeals to planning and zoning commissions. Last week we had the appeal for the affordable housing project in Salisbury. This week we have the one in Cornwall. Some folks are upset with the new home business regulations that were passed by zoning, and so those are being appealed. Court date is July 20th, so we'll be doing lots of legal stuff in the next month. Sharon had an interesting meeting this past week on speeders and traffic. The gal from UConn's safety circuit rider was there at the pavilion down at Veterans Field, and lots of concerns about speeding motorists. And as you know, nothing new, not contained to Sharon. We hear it in all the towns, everywhere.
And it's interesting, I put a link up to that story at rep-am.com, and the amount of comments that came on everything from Sharon Valley to other roads in Sharon to Hilltop Road to, of course, Calkinstown Road and White Hollow Road and Lime Rock Park. It was, you know, it was pretty interesting to see all the different comments that came from people that looked at this.
Even Mudge Pond, which I never thought about, but apparently the speeders coming through to Indian Mountain early in the morning, people were very upset. So it's a tough issue because you really, as people stress, need enforcement, and when you have just the coverage from Troop B, you know, with the patrols having to go far and wide, it's very hard to keep enforcement there constantly, because as soon as a trooper leaves, that's the end of it. And putting in constables and town police forces just doesn't work. So.
And you can't really put speed bumps on these roads because they get plowed in the wintertime. So there's it's a tough pickle. I mean, there's a, you know, what people should do is, if they can, get pictures of people that are speeding, and the you know, if they can, maybe the town can set up a few cameras on these roads that takes pictures of cars that go over. But it's a hard problem to solve, especially when you're a town like Sharon that is such a large town, acreage wise, and has so many roads.
Yeah, so many, exactly, and even taking pictures, Bob Lauck suggested, take a picture of the license plates of continuous violators and give it to the police.
You can't prove that they're speeding unless you have the right camera, which a town can buy, place it on a road that actually has the date, the time, the stamp, and everything like that. But that also can get very expensive as well.
It's a tough issue, and to hear people talk about their dogs being killed and, you know, close calls with their children, it's a real issue. In Salisbury, as you know, they are putting up beacon lights at the three crosswalks, at the White Hart, at the center of the village, and at Salmon Kill. They're just waiting for them to come in because of the rampant amount of speeding and the large trucks that are now being rerouted into these towns. It's an issue.
Yeah, so, it's a big issue. Yep.
Big issue, yeah. So, onward, looking forward, we have July 4th and fireworks. And,
now, the fireworks are scheduled for for Saturday. But if for some reason there's rain, there's a rain date of Monday.
Oh, okay.
There's a rain date of Monday.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's good to hear. So
it's nice to have the fireworks back after a year's absence, though.
Lots of things coming back after absence. It's really great to see. And your neck of the woods, Sharon Library is closing because of the new renovation, and the services and books will be available at the American Legion Hall in the meantime while renovations are going on, which is really nice. It's a nice use of that building. And
it gives the American Legion some money that they can do. Last time that the town was in there, they were able to add on and put in a whole new kitchen.
Oh, wonderful.
From everything they made when the town rented it. So
it's great not to have to stop operations at the library. So
yeah.
That's great. So busy times.
Now, I need to know, did you go get haggis yesterday?
I did not.
Now, we gave away four free passes, a pair of passes to people to go to the Highland Festival at Lime Rock.
Yep.
Two of them went, but two of them stayed home because it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
But the two that went, I really put a demand in that they had to taste haggis, but they didn't.
Oh, it's not bad. We've had it at
it's terrible.
somebody made it a really good haggis at a Robert Burns birthday celebration in Cornwall a few years ago. Actually, it was Janie Worthington Roth, and she did a great job. And we all tasted it, and we all said, not bad. Of course, she probably doctored it up a bit.
I was going to say, because the only way you can doctor it up is to either what? Put hot sauce in it. Lots of hot sauce.
So you don't taste anything.
And just take, you know, when they give it to you, a bowl of haggis, just load it with hot sauce and then take a taste of it. And yes, your mouth will hurt for about 20 minutes, but you can say, that was good. Thank you.
Very good instructions. I'll remember that.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, what they said, well, we had meat pie instead. I said, well, no, meat pie is different than haggis.
No.
But they all had a great time, even though it was hot.
Even though the heat, boy,
yeah,
the heat
but,
is.
But they said there was a great crowd there, so.
Good.
That the thing is,
well,
98
are just
years
to get out.
98 years old at the Highland Festival.
Really?
98 years old. When I did an interview, I couldn't believe it.
Wow. Yeah. Terrific.
Well, good. All right. Well.
All right, stay cool. I'm going to try and not do too much activity outdoors, but we still have to keep going.
All right. And
news
we'll
happens.
We'll speak to you on the 5th of July, right?
Yeah. Or isn't that, okay.
Isn't that Monday? I think so, yeah.
Is it the 5th? Yeah, whatever.
All right. All right, Ruth, have a good weekend. Have a good weekend coming up as well.
Thanks, Marshall. You too.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.